Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Leah Feinberg, and today we will be learning Sefer Shmuel Aleph Perek Chaf Dalet, Chapter 24. As Shaul continued to pursue David, we saw David's following increase, and while David continued to grow as a skilled and caring leader, he may have felt isolated and alone until Yonatan paid a visit to encourage his friend and empower him to persist in his vision. Shaul's pursuit of David was supported by the Ziphim, who felt they would profit by allying themselves with Shaul and offered information as to David's whereabouts. Just as Shaul's men had David surrounded, Shaul was called away by a divinely ordained messenger, and the battle was left unfought as Shaul overcame his personal desire to have David killed and turned his attention to the needs of the nation. Pasuk Aleph, verse 1, Vayhi ka'asher shav Shaul me'acharei plishtim, Vayagidu lo lemor, hinei David b'mibar in Gedi. When Shaul returned from fighting the Plishtim, he was told that David was in the wilderness of En Gedi. He took 3,000 elite fighters of Israel and went to seek David and his men along the rocks where the mountain goats are found. When they reached the sheep pens along the way, there was a cave there, and Shaul went inside the cave to relieve himself, not realizing that David and his men were hiding in the depths of that very cave. Pasuk Dalet, verse 4, Vayomru anshei David elav, Hinei hayom asher amar Hashem elecha, Hinei anochi notenet oivecha biyodecha, Ve'asita lo kasher itav beinecha, Vayakam David, Vayichrot et knaf hameil asher l'Shaul balat. David's men said to him, "This is the day that Hashem promised you. Behold, I will give your enemies into your hands, and you shall do to him as you see fit." And David got up and cut off a corner of Shaul's coat, undetected. And immediately afterward, David was smitten with regret over having cut the cloak belonging to Shaul. Vayomer la'anashav, Pasuk Vav, verse 6, he said to his men, Chalila li me Hashem ime ese et hadavar hazeh la'adoni, l'mashiach Hashem, l'shloach yadibo, ki mashiach Hashem hu. Heaven forbid that I should have done such a thing to my master, Hashem's anointed one. How could I dare raise my hand against Hashem's anointed one? And David restrained his men with words and did not allow them to rise up against Shaul. And Shaul got up and left the cave and went on his way. Ralbag explains that David's men tried to convince him to kill Shaul, and he rose with the intention of doing as they suggested. But as he reached Shaul, he couldn't bring himself to do more than cut his coat. And upon doing even that, he was struck with remorse and the realization that to kill the king is no small thing, even if he was legally permitted to do so, as Shaul was a rodef pursuing David with intent to kill. David's concern stemmed from two sources, says Ralbag. One is his own spiritual integrity, which didn't allow him to treat the king lightly. And the second is his concern for the precedent that would be set regarding taking the life of the king. Mishpitzot Zahav offers a somewhat different scenario based on the Midrash. The Midrash teaches that Shaul was known for his great modesty. Thus, even upon entering the cave to relieve himself, finding a private place rather than just at the side of the road, he took great care, lehasech et raglav, to create a sort of sukkah by tenting his outer garment around his legs. And when David saw this extreme modesty, he was astonished, since most men are not careful in that situation, and he was awed by Shaul's holiness. We've already seen the significance of clothing in two prior episodes in this Sefer. When Shmuel turned his back on Shaul after Shaul's failure to eradicate all of Amalek and tore the edge of his coat, and again, we discussed various options as to who tore whose coat, but regardless of the details, the message is the same. The tearing of the coat symbolized the malchut being torn from Shaul. And the second episode was when Shaul put his armor on David and it shrunk to fit him, symbolizing the transition of the kingship from Shaul to David. This third episode can hardly be misinterpreted by either Shaul or David. The kingship, the right to wear the royal cloak, will be transferred from Shaul to David. The seriousness with which clothing is regarded by the sages is reflected in the Midrash. Amar Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yossi taught in the name of Rabbi Chanina, Kol ha-mevaze et habgadim, sof eino nehene mehem. One who treats clothing carelessly, with disrespect, will not benefit from them in the end. And this teaches why David couldn't get warm in his old age. The clothing didn't suffice to warm his body. This is a Gemara in Masachet Brachot 62b. Pasuk Chet, verse 8, Vayakam David acharechin, Vayetze mehame'ara, Vayikra achare Shaul lemor, Adoni hamelech, Vayabet Shaul acharav, Vayikod David apayim arza, Vayishtachu. David followed Shaul out of the cave, and he called after him, saying, My lord the king! And Shaul looked around, and David bowed to the ground. Vayomer David l'Shaul, Lama tishma et divrei adam lemor hinei David mevakesh ra'atecha? And David said to Shaul, Why do you listen to the words of man who say that David seeks to harm you? This is a clear reference to Doeg ha'edomi, as Rashi explains. Why would you accept the slander of Doeg? Pasuk Yud, verse 10, Hinei hayom hazer ra'u einecha et asher nitancha Hashem hayom biyadi ba'me'ara ve'amar laharogcha. V'atachos alecha, v'omar lo eshlach yadi ba'adoni, ki Mashiach Hashem hu. Behold, this very day, you can see for yourself that Hashem put you in my hands in the cave, where, although I was urged to harm you, I had pity on you, and I determined not to raise my hand against my master, for he is the anointed one of Hashem. V'avi re'ei, gam re'ei, et knaf mi'ilcha bi'adi. Ki b'chorti et knaf mi'ilcha, ve'lo haragticha, da ure'ei, ki ein biyadi ra'a v'afesha, ve'lo chatati lach, ve'ata tzodet nafshi l'kachta. Look, my father, at the edge of your cloak in my hand, for I cut the corner of your cloak, but I did not kill you, though I could have. Recognize, there is no iniquity in my hand. I have no intention of harming you in any way, though you are pursuing me in order to take my life. David addresses Shaul as Avi, my father, either as a sign of respect or to recall to him that he is his son-in-law, and they once enjoyed this paternal relationship. David calls upon Shaul to really take note of him. Re'ei, gam re'ei, see. Radak explains that David is calling upon Shaul to see with both his eyes and his heart, see the evidence with his eyes, and interpret it with his heart as proof that David is righteous and chose not to harm him because he bears no ill will towards him. Let Hashem judge between us, and Hashem will avenge me if need be, but I will not raise my hand against you. As the ancient proverb says, from the wicked comes forth wickedness, but my hand will never be lifted against you. Pasuk Yudalid, verse 14, Achari mi yatsa melech Yisrael? Achari mi ata rodef? Achari kelev meit? Achari parosh echad? After whom has the king of Israel set out? Whom are you pursuing? A dead dog, a mere flea. David, in his humility, describes himself as unworthy of the king's attention, positive or negative. Abarbanel points out the ludicrousness of this chase. It's demeaning to you as king of Israel to be pursuing someone as insignificant as me, says David. David reiterates, Hashem will judge between us, and he will argue my case and vindicate me from your hands. Pasuk Tetzayin, verse 16, Vayhi kechalot David ledaber et hadvarim ha'ela el Shaul, vayomer Shaul, hakolcha ze b'ni David, vayisa Shaul kolo vayevk. And as David concluded his impassioned speech, Shaul said, Is that your voice, my son, David? And Shaul raised his voice and cried. Da'at Sofrim explains that Shaul questioned, Hakol chaze bini? Is that your voice, my son? Because the way he had come to think of David was so different from the reality with which he was now presented that he could hardly believe his ears, that it was really David who spoke to him with such feeling. Vayomer David, Vayomer el David, and he said to Shaul, continued saying to David, Tzadik ata mimeni, you are more righteous than I. כי אתה גמלתני הטובה ואני גמלתיך הרעה. For you have treated me with goodness and I have repaid you with evil. You have proven today that you have only treated me well. For Hashem delivered me into your hands and you did not kill me. Is it possible that one would find his enemy in a vulnerable position and simply send him on his way? May Hashem repay you well for how you have acted with me today. Pasuk Chaf, verse 20, Ve'ata hine yadati ki maloch timloch ve'kama biyadcha mamlechet Yisrael. And now I truly know that you will indeed reign and the kingdom of Israel will be established in your hand. Now swear to me in the name of Hashem that you will not annihilate my descendants after me and that you will not destroy my name from my father's house. According to Radak, there are several factors that contributed to Shaul's admission here. One is that he sees that Hashem has indeed saved David time after time, and the fact that Hashem is protecting David from Shaul is evidence that he will survive to rule after him. He suggests that it is also possible that Shaul had heard by now that Shmuel had anointed David. And furthermore, the fact that David had torn his coat, just as the coat had been torn upon Shmuel's prophecy that the kingdom would be taken from him and given to one who was more deserving, and he himself has just testified that David is unusually righteous among men. And all of this led him to the conclusion that David would be king. Pasuk Chaf Bet, Vayishava David l'Shaul, Vayelech Shaul el Beito, V'David v'anashav alu al hamtsuda. And David swore to Shaul, and Shaul went back to his house, and David ascended to the stronghold. Mishbitzot Zahav offers one more beautiful insight as we conclude this perek. He notes that the text states that David and his men alu al hamtsuda. Literally, they went up above the stronghold. And most of the commentators treat the al as if it were el, as we translated it, that David and his men went up to the stronghold. Mishbitzot Zahav suggests that the use of the term al is deliberate, indicating that they underwent a spiritual aliyah, an elevation, through having overcome this challenge. They rose above their instinct to harm Shaul and refined their nature, becoming fortified through this experience. May we too merit to be strengthened through the challenges we face and rise above them to greater spiritual heights. Thank you for learning together Le'ilui Nishmot Imhotenu Hayikarot, Esther Oppenheimer Alea HaShalom and Sarah Schenker Alea HaShalom, each deeply devoted and proud to transmit their family's Torah legacy to the next generations.